The public had its first and only chance to meet with State Department officials about a new environmental analysis of the Keystone XL pipeline yesterday. Attendees traveled hundreds of miles to Billings to submit their comments on the controversial oil pipeline.
No way!
On a brisk Montana night, Patricia Ironcloud was one of about 60 who turned out for a Northern Plains Resource Council protest against the pipeline ahead of a public meeting.
I think it's at least 19 degrees right now. Who does that?
She's a tribal council member for the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes and says she drove over 6 hours in the snow to deliver this message.
The government needs to speak with us as people. You know, we have our children, our grandchildren. I have 46 grandchildren.
Later, Ironcloud went inside to declare her opposition to the pipeline at a comment station with a stenographer.
Whenever you're ready.
Patricia Ironcloud. I'm an executive council member for the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribe.
She's one of about 150 people who showed up to submit comments on a revised environmental impact statement for the pipeline. The event was put on by the State Department. They're involved because the pipeline would cross an international border. If built, the controversial project would carry tar sands oil from Canada to Nebraska. The Obama administration killed the pipeline, but President Trump revived it by presidential permit. The State Department event wasn't a hearing, more like an open house with poster boards, maps of the pipeline's proposed path, and occasional arguments between people who came to offer comment.
If you don't sign the contract, your land will be taken through eminent domain. How is that a fair process?
Keystone has treated me more than fair.
That's alfalfa farmer Todd Tibbetts, who owns a one-mile stretch of land in Prairie County, Montana, that the pipeline would cross. After things cool down, he tells me the pipeline's owner, TC Energy, would give him a stipend worth 2% of his annual income.
But the big winners, I think, locally is going to be the county for schools, roads, hospitals.
That's because the pipeline could more than double property tax receipts in some counties, according to a recent court filing by the Montana Attorney General's office.
Yes, every year by 6 deaths. Every
Todd Devlin is a county commissioner for Prairie County, a horizontal slice of northeast Montana. He says his tax base is limited because his county has about 1,100 residents and is 43% federal land. So to him, supporting the pipeline is a no-brainer.
You really have to look at it and say, is this going to be in a detriment to my environment? No. Is it going to be a detriment to the safety? No. Is it going to increase my tax base? Yeah.
The environmental draft marks possible repercussions on a scale from beneficial, impacts that would improve resources, to significant, impacts that would have adverse effects. 6 areas got a minor or moderate rating. That's soil, air quality, water resources, biological resources, and cultural resources. A 7th category, greenhouse gases and climate change, breaks that format. Instead of a rating, it says there would be direct and indirect emissions from the project.
So now you won't look at me. I gave you the respect to look at you, but you won't look at me?
Jane Kleeb, who came all the way from Nebraska, asked Prairie County Commissioner Devlin across the room if he really thought the environmental risks were worth the money.
When in America was it okay for a foreign oil pipeline, a pipeline that's going to carry foreign tar sands through our land, through tribal land, threatening our water, down to the export terminal for a refinery that is owned by Saudi Arabia? How is that in the America's interest?
In his newsboy cap and blue jeans, Devlin stands up. He says he and other Montana County commissioners helped negotiate deals between landowners and TC Energy. The pipeline got his support once his landowners called him and said,
Mr. Devlin, they have treated us more than fair. And that was a quote, more than fair. And that we said we were satisfied with that. We wanted to make sure our landowners were satisfied with it. And when they were, we left it be and supported it.
This dialogue is what James Dewey, a spokesperson for the State Department, says was the point of Tuesday's event.
Gathering those comments is really important. And we think it's really important that people write those comments down so they can be part of the record. And we offered them different ways to do that tonight.
How many comments are part of that record? He checks his phone to see.
And when you scroll down here, so currently we have 67 comments received. I know there's a lot more people out there that have comments to give.
On Instagram alone, there are more than 5,000 posts with the hashtag KeystoneXL. So why aren't there more than 67 comments on the draft? Dewey says it's not his job to answer that question, only to encourage more comments. The comment period for the State Department's environmental draft ends November 18th, but the pipeline continues to be challenged by three lawsuits, all being heard by the same federal judge in Great Falls. Earlier this month, TC Energy informed the court it intends to spray weeds, haul pipe, and knock out other pre-construction activities ahead of the pipeline's tentative construction date next year. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.